Today I want to talk to you about total victory in the promise. Joshua 10 and 25, then Joshua said to them, "Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. Be strong and of good courage, for thus the Lord will do to all your enemies against whom you fight." And afterward Joshua struck them and killed them and hanged them on five trees. And they were hanging on the trees until evening. So it was at the time of the going down of the sun that Joshua commanded. And they took them down from the trees and cast them into the cave where they had been hidden, and laid large stones against the cave's mouth, which remain until this very day. On that day Joshua took Makkedah and struck it and its king with the edge of the sword. He utterly destroyed them, all the people who were in it. He let none remain. He also did to the king of Makkedah as he did unto the king of Jericho. I want to talk to you today about living or total victory in the promise. First of all, God has given you promises. The promises of God are yes and amen to us. And we have the ability to live in the promise, and we have the ability to have total victory in this promise. Joshua 10 and 4, listen to what it says. It says, "Come up to me and help me that we may attack Gibeon, for it has made peace with Joshua and with the children of Israel. Therefore, the five kings of the Amorites and the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, the king of Lachish, and the king of Eglon gathered together and went up, and they and all their armies, and encamped before Gibeon and made war against it." Here was these kings of the Canaanites. Because Gibeon had made a covenant with Joshua and with Israel, they were upset, so they decided to attack Gibeon. And Gibeon calls to Joshua and says, "You know, we have a covenant here." And so Joshua is going down against them. And Joshua says to his people, he said, "Listen, we're going down, but I want you to be of good courage and do not be afraid or be dismayed, because God will give us victory over our enemies." I want you to know that you have an enemy that does not want you to have the promises of God. You have an enemy that wants to hold you down and hold you back from the very good things that God has for you. But I want you to not be afraid. Verse 8, "And the Lord said to Joshua, do not fear them, for I have delivered them into your hand. Not a man of them shall stand before you." I want you to know that God has already given you the victory over anything you should go through. We don't have to be afraid of the enemy, because God has given us the victory. Listen to what Luke, the 10th chapter and the 19th verse says. "Behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall any means hurt you." Aren't you glad that God has given us victory over the enemy? It's very important for you to understand that Jesus defeated the devil on Calvary. It's very important for you to understand that he gave us victory when he died on Calvary. Listen to what he said. He said, "In this world you'll have tribulation." He said, "But be of good cheer, little children. I have overcome the whole world." Hallelujah. And because he overcomes, we can also overcome. You see, on Calvary, Jesus Christ defeated sickness. "For by his stripes we were healed." So on Calvary, our sickness was defeated, and that we could have victory. But the enemy wants to keep us from living in the promise. He wants to bring us down. But God is saying to us today, "I'm giving you victory over the enemy." God has delivered the enemy into our hands. I think about when David came out into the field and Goliath had been mocking the armies of God. And David stepped out in the field, and Goliath looked at him and saw a little boy, and he said to him, "Am I a dog that you would send a child to me?" And he said, "David," he said, "I'm going to cut you up. I'm going to feed you to the fowls of the air. I'm going to feed you to the beast of the field. And David looked at him and said, you know, you come with a spear and a sword, but I come in the name of the Lord. And listen to his words. He said, and God has already delivered you into my hands. I like that. God has already delivered the enemy into our hands. We don't need to be afraid of the enemy because God has already given us the victory. God has taken care of it. What we need to do is stand on his promise. Let's not be afraid. But the devil would want to move in fear. As Goliath spoke to David, telling him what he was going to do and trying to get him to move in fear. But David knew the God he served. David knew that God had already given him the victory. The devil would want to move in fear. But listen to me. The Bible said God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. And do you understand when we move in fear? See, fear is like faith to God. Fear is to the devil. The more faith we have in God, the more God can do for us. The more his word can be established in us. Because when we have faith in God, we believe God. Our faith works with the word of God and brings it to life into us. And we speak that faith and we walk in that faith. But don't you understand, when we move in fear, we are giving the enemy power over us. We're allowing the enemy to get power over us. We're feeding him when we move in fear. And therefore, we don't have to move in fear because God's given us the victory. And Joshua is saying, listen, God has already given us the victory. You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be dismayed. God has given us the victory, and we can move in that victory. We don't have to act in fear. I want you to know that the devil can't touch you. Do you realize when in the book of Job, when the sons of God came before God, the devil came also. And God would say, Job, have you considered my servant Job? And Satan would say, yes, I've considered him, but you have a hedge around him, a hedge, and I can't touch him. Well, I am here to tell you, if an Old Testament hedge can keep the devil off of Job, then I want you to know a blood-washed New Testament hedge can keep the devil off of you and I, and we can have the victory, and we can live in the promises, for the promises are yea and amen to us, but the devil wants to come in and bring defeat. The devil wants to come in and bring us down, but I'm here to tell you, God has given us the victory, and we can walk in that victory and we can have the promises of God. Don't be afraid. Listen, when someone comes to you and tells you it's not going to happen, you got to stand on faith. Regardless of what the doctor says, regardless of what the bill collectors say, regardless of what anybody else says, you've got to stand on the promises of the word, because heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word shall not. His word is true, and we stand on his word, and we don't stand on doubt, but we stand on faith in his word. I heard about a young a mother who was going to church, and she lived in the Midwest, and she lived in a trailer, and she had a 12-year-old little girl, and she needed to go to the store, and her 12-year-old little girl was asleep on the couch. And she went to the store and left her 12-year-old daughter asleep on the couch. When she went to the grocery store, she was only in there a short amount of time when fire trucks pulled up. And when she came outside, they told her she couldn't go home because a tornado had hit. It was an F4 tornado, a very severe tornado. And when she said, my daughter's home alone, asleep on the couch in her trailer, they asked her where this was, and she told them, and it was right where the tornado was. And so they wouldn't let her go, but as soon as the all clear came, the policeman took her back to her trailer. When she got there, the trailer was gone. Pieces of trailer everywhere. And she looked out in the field, and her young daughter was sitting in the middle of the field. She went to her, not a scratch, not a bruise, not a hurt. And she said to her, I said, honey, did you hide under the table? She said, no, ma'am. She said, did you hide in a closet? She said, no. She said, did you get out of the trailer and run? And she said, no. She said, I was asleep when the house began to move. She said, I got up and looked out the window, and I saw the storm. And she said, the only thing I could think of is what my Sunday school teacher taught me. And she said, when the trouble comes, stand on the word. She said, Mom, I stood up and I looked over and I saw that big Bible on the coffee table. She said, I took it and threw it on the floor and I stepped up on it and closed my eyes. Hallelujah. Isn't it amazing that we can stand on the word of God? We can trust God and God will give us the victory when the enemy attacks against us. God will give us supernatural victory. Listen to what the Bible says in verse 10. So the Lord routed them before Israel, killed them with a great slaughter at Gibeon, chased them along the road that goes to Beth Horon, and struck them down as far as Azek and Makeda. Listen, God is giving you the victory. God is for us. And if God be for us, who can be against us? And then we read in verse 11 that the Lord cast down large hailstones from heaven on them as far as Azekah, and they died. There were more who died from the hailstones than the children of Israel killed with the sword. In other words, God took care of more than the children of Israel took care of. Aren't you glad that God fights for us? Aren't you glad that God will miraculously move on your behalf in your situation, whether it's financially, whether it is a sickness, whether it is hurts and pains of the past, whether it is your family, whether it is your marriage, God can move miraculously if we'll just trust Him, if we'll just believe Him, if we will just begin to move by faith, God will do it for us. And then we have in verse 13, the sun stood still and the moon stopped till the people had revenge upon their enemies. I like that. Literally, God made the sun stand still in the day and the moon to stand still so that there was enough time for Israel and Joshua to take revenge upon their enemies. God moved in a miraculous way. Can you imagine God moving in the atmosphere and in nature so that you and I could be blessed? God will do it for us if we will believe and trust in Him. If we will put our trust in Him, God will move miraculously for you. God is still in the miracle working business. If we'll trust Him, if we'll believe Him, you don't have to be afraid. Listen to me. If you're a child of God, He's given you authority. If you're a child of God, He's given you authority. And so we can trust Him and we can believe Him and God will give us the victory. We can have the promises of God. We can live in the promise. God will give us total victory in the promise if we'll trust Him, if we'll believe in Him, if we'll put our faith in Him. Listen, be strong, be of good courage. Be not afraid nor dismayed, for if God be for us, who can be against us? God bless. Tune in tomorrow for the rest of this message, Total Victory in the Promise. Today we're going to talk again about total victory in the promise. Yesterday we talked about how that God said to be of good courage and be strong and don't be afraid because God has given us the victory. We ended up yesterday talking about how that God moves in the miraculous for us if we'll trust Him and if we'll believe Him, God will take care of our problems. After God had moved in the miraculous, after God killed more with hailstones than Israel could kill with the sword, after God stopped the sun in the air and stopped the moon and lengthened the day so that they could take vengeance upon their enemy, the Bible said that the five kings went and hid themselves in a cave. You know, sometimes our problems are not out front, and sometimes they seem like they're hidden away. But I want you to know, as long as you have a problem, we need to take care of the problem. The Bible said that Joshua, when he came down, he found out they were hidden in the cave. He rolled stones over the cave so they wouldn't get out. Some of us have hidden away our hurts. Some of us have hidden away our problems. Some of us have hidden them away, but they're still there. I want you to know, as long as these five kings were alive, they would come back. They might just be hidden away now, but they would come back. And in your life, if you have hurt, if you have pain, if you have some hurt from your past, it will come back. that's why we don't need to let it hide away. Sometimes we need to open up those deep places in our heart where we're hiding pain. You know, we can't have a right relationship with our spouse because of pain in our past. We can't have a right relationship in our church or with our pastor because of a hurt past or how a pastor hurt us or a church hurt us in the past. We can't trust, but we need to open up the cave. We need to allow God to clean the cave out. We need to allow God to bring out the enemies that have hid themselves away. You know, I was in an accident working at a church and a piece of plate glass fell and hit my arm. And, you know, thank God, God's power was there because it could have cut my arm off. But I did have a cut there and 5 hours of surgery, and I had to go through hand therapy, and praise God, I got the full use of my hand back. But I say that because I have a scar, and that scar always reminds me of that hurt. That scar always reminds me of the day that the plate glass hit me. Sometimes when I rub it, I can feel it. It's a little numb still there for where the scar is, and I can feel it, and it reminds me of that day. And, you know, some of us have got scars that we've hidden away. But as long as those scars are there, it reminds us of that past hurt. Something someone did to us when we were a child. Something we went through that has brought such hurt and pain. And it leaves a scar there and it affects us. It affects us living in the promise. We cannot have what God has for us as long as that is there. That's why we need to open up the cave. We need to bring the enemy out. Listen to what the Bible says. When Joshua came back, he opened up the cave. He brought the kings out, laid them on the ground, and he told his captains, he said, I want you to put your foot upon the back of their neck. And then that's when he said, do not be afraid nor dismayed. Be strong and of good courage. For thus the Lord will do to all your enemies amongst you your fight. What he's saying is God is going to bring it under your foot as long as you believe and trust in God. Romans 16 and 19 says, for your obedience has become known to all. Therefore, I am glad on your behalf, but I want you to be wise in what is good and simple concerning evil. And the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Isn't that awesome? I like it. Listen to what he says. He said, I want you to be wise in what is good and simple concerning evil. Evil is simple. Our battles is simple. And the simplicity of it is that the God of peace will crush Satan under our feet. I like to say this to my church. I say, church, if I've got anything to say to the devil, I write it on my heel because that's where he is. He's under my foot. God has given me victory. God has given me authority. What did I read to you yesterday? That God has given us authority in Luke 10 and 19 to tread upon scorpions and serpents and over all the power of the enemy. God has given us the authority in his name. We don't have to be afraid of the enemy. We can be of good courage. But you see, so many times fear tries to come, but God has not given us a spirit of fear. Depression tries to come over our past hurts and our past pains. That's why we need to bring them out of the cave. That's why we need to put them under our foot. Amen. That's why we need to take authority over it. Quit allowing it to have authority over us, but we need to have authority over it. I talked to a young lady. She told me that she was hurt in a church. Therefore, she's never going back to church again. And I said to her, I said, I cannot believe you're allowing that hurt to have authority over you. And too many times we allow a past thing to have authority over us. We need to release it from us. We need to release ourselves. We need to be free and know that God's given us authority and we don't need to be under the authority of past hurts, past problems, sickness. God has given us victory over that. Some of us, we hear that the doctors say it's bad news, but I'm here to tell you, it might be bad news to the doctor, but to God, it is an opportunity for a miracle to happen. We cannot allow things hid away. We need to bring it out. We need to let God release it. We need to let God touch us. We need to put it under our foot and quit allowing it to have authority over us. We walk in fear that it'll ever come up. We walk in fear that something's going to bring it up. Maybe it's something you did. Maybe it's something in your past that you were a part of. Don't you know that when you accepted Jesus Christ, he washed your sins away? And if the devil ever comes knocking at your door and says, don't you remember 1982 when you were here and you did this and you did that? You know what you need to tell the devil? Devil, let's ask God if he remembers. And when God opens up the book of time and turns to that date and that time in your life, you know what he finds? He finds the blood of Jesus Christ, because your sin has been washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ. The old song says, what can wash away my sin? Nothing, nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. And amen. So we need to know that we have the victory. Listen to what Romans 8 and 31 says. What then shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Man, I like that. If God is for us, if Jehovah God, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, if the omnipotent God, omniscient God, the all-powerful God, the God that spoke the universe into existence, he who rides on the winds, the heavens is his throne, the earth is his footstool, if God is for us, who can be against us? What can be against us? We've got total victory. He said, he who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Yes, those things you need, Jesus Christ already paid the price for. Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake, we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet, I love that, yet in all things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. In all things, everything, in sickness, in fear, in depression, in hurt, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Through financial difficulties, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Through this time of uncertainty, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let me tell you something. God has given you the victory today. The old song says, victory, victory shall be mine. If I hold my peace, let the Lord fight my battles. Victory, victory shall be mine. Victory is ours. We can walk in victory. We can have total victory in the promise. You know, we can't be held down by things of the past. It's time to open up the caves. It's time to bring the enemy out. It's time to put our foot upon the back of the neck. But don't leave it there. The Bible said, then Joshua killed those kings. It's time to kill it. It's time to let it die. It's time to take it out and kill it, because as long as it is alive, it will come back and haunt us. But we are more than conquerors. God has got blessings for us. God has got victory for us if we will move in the word of God. Listen, listen, listen. Be of good courage. Don't be dismayed. It's very easy when bad news comes to be discouraged. It's very easy to walk in fear. But I'm here to tell you, be of good courage. God has given us the victory. We are the children of God. We are the tabernacle of God. He lives and dwells within us. We belong to God. A little boy, a mother took her son into a jewelry store. And the little boy, how little boys are, they were running around and playing with all the jewelry. And the owner of the jewelry store was afraid that he was going to break something. He took him in the back, and he reached in his safe and pulled out a big diamond, and he showed it to the little boy. He said, look at this. And he held this big diamond in his hand. The little boy said, that's nothing. Reached in his pocket and pulled out a marble and said, look at this. The jewelry store owner thought quickly, and he took the marble and he put it under a microscope, and the little boy looked in him. He saw all the cuts and all the dirt and the chips. And then he stuck the diamond under it, and all the sparkling colors came and flowed. And the little boy looked up at the shop owner and said, wow, where did you get a marble like that? That's the way it is with us, church. If you put us under a microscope, we're going to shine. We've got victory. We belong to God. We are a jewel in His hand. We don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be dismayed. We can have total victory over our problem in Jesus' name. I want to pray for you right now. Father, I pray right now for everyone that's listening. God, I pray for that one that has bad news from the doctor. God, I pray for that one that has bad news from their job. I pray, God, for that one that's walking in finances. I pray for that marriage. I pray for those children, God. I pray, God, for total victory in people's life. For truly, Lord, we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus.